What I would like you to think about is the motion. This House believes that the government has failed us since youth. And I want you to think about what it says if you don't agree with that. It isn't about other governments. My friend here, my first point is that many of Britain's governments have actually failed Britain's youth over the course of much of my lifetime. But just because many governments have failed Britain's youth doesn't mean that this one hasn't. The way we measure failure of a government is to compare it with the achievements of governments in other similar countries. And if in other similar countries governments can do better, then we can say that this government has failed. The failure begins very early on. The failure actually begins before children are born. This government allows young people, adults who are about to become parents, to live in circumstances that are so much more stressed than is the case in most of Western Europe, that children are born more damaged than is normal in Western Europe. So the failure isn't just about young people, it's also about their parents. The most dramatic statistics are to do with death. We have the highest death rates of under five children in Western Europe. Northern Ireland, infant mortality, can only be matched by Romania. Now, if that is not a failure of government, what is a failure of government? And if you want to claim that government has nothing to do with infant mortality or child health, or, God forbid, if you want to claim that somehow this is good because it's survived in the fittest and strangled all children die. But given this appalling record of previous governments and this government doing the health of children, on the mental health later on, there are numerous World Health Organization surveys that show a correlation, not causation, but the correlation is getting stronger year by year, of those countries with the highest rates of economic inequality have the highest levels of clinically diagnosed depression and anxiety amongst 15-year-olds, in particular 15-year-old girls. And we will collect more and more data on that. But you know this to be true. You know in your own lives, you know in your own colleges and this university, I know because I teach in Oxford, the levels of anxiety and depression and fear and worry they are amongst those children who've done best, amongst those children who've actually passed the test and succeeded. And if the worry is so high here, just think what it's like outside, about what's going to happen to you. Is somebody going to give you a job? Would it be one of those awful jobs that they forced you to take so they can claim it done so well on unemployment rates? You know, the greatest achievement of this government when it was in coalition in 2013 was to sanction over 1 million people, take away their basic benefits, their ability to feed themselves, mainly younger people. And the amount of money taken away in sanctions in that year, this is the year in which Sarah Teva resigned in tears because she had a son. The amount of money taken away in sanctions in 2013 was more than the entire fines applied by every magistrate court in England and Wales and every sheriff's court in Scotland combined. And mainly on the up. That's how you get an employment loan. You force people to take any job they can possibly take. It is not an achievement, getting unemployment. No. It is a sign of extreme bullying. On education, Lizzie said, we rank the lowest in Western Europe by achievement in numeracy, literacy and problem solving by the age of 24. We may treat our teachers better than when I was at school. And we may pay them a bit better than when I was at school. But the end result still of what we're doing is the bottom of the pile in Western Europe for what we actually achieve. We segregate our children in a way that they are not segregated anywhere else in the mainland of Europe, because the mainland of Europe essentially does not have private schools on which we spend a third of our secondary education. education spending on just 7% of children. This is a remarkable situation, a situation we're used to, but this is a failure. There are OECD countries that spend more per head on children who are doing worse at school. Not on the children who pass entrance exams to enter into schools. I have so many reasons that we fail, that I know I'm going to run out of time. And I don't want to be depressing about this to you, but our record is abysmal compared to most other European countries. Not compared to the United States, which actually also does badly, but compared to France, Germany, and Netherlands, and Denmark, and Finland, and Sweden, and Japan. In terms of the mental health of children, in terms of the well-being, in terms of what happens to you when you leave this place and have to pay back those loans, the highest fees in the world. Because somehow we've decided that education is a commodity that you've bought, so you can then go and sell yourself, which the rest of the rich world doesn't do. And what happens to you when you're going to go and have to pay rent so that somebody like me can buy a buy-to-let home and guarantee that my pension will even be better in my old age so I can have another 5 cruises? Because that's who your landlords are. And what's going to happen when you've got to pay back the PFI deals that we've taken out? All the loans that we've taken out, which are all mortgaged on your future, because to be honest, I want a nice retirement, my generation. You know, we haven't just failed you. We've completely taken the mickey. And the interesting thing, the thing that gives me hope, is we have done it so much that it isn't just poor children. And it isn't just average children. It's children who go on to become young adults at Oxford and Cambridge, who are going to enter a world in which their own life chances have been so altered by our belief that only a few great people should rise to the top and the rest can just struggle, that we think it's fine if you're going to have to pay this high rent, if you're going to have to pay £100,000. On the incomes that you're going to get in your jobs, you're paying about £100,000 to having bought a 27. And that's your fees. Other countries don't do this. Other countries, Germany, Denmark, I'll get you the lead, go on.
Do more people go to university in this country or in Germany and Denmark?
Oh, more people go into USA.
Well,
from college. If you, there's going to be huge ones going in this country in the future. £9,000 a time. Let them in. Well, of course they're going to come. Yeah, but the US has even more. And their graduates live in even deeper poverty and vote Trump. You can get the graduate in what employment as high as you like if you have the profit universities. In the US, the profit universities spend more advertising how brilliant their courses are than they spend on their teaching. It is no achievement getting the number of people into university up. That is dead easy.
Okay.
All you've got to do is allow universities to charge people £9,000 a time and give them the right to borrow the money. That's dead easy. That's why Scotland is lower, because Scotland doesn't do that, which is why Scotland does it better, which is why in the poorest parts of Scotland, children are better educated than the poorest parts of England, which is why Scottish society has a degree of solidarity and cares about its young people, which is why Scotland is talking about leaving this god-awful United Kingdom. Now, I really would like you to vote for the motion, as you can tell, but I don't think it needs to be this way. It is possible to improve this. It has become very bad. Somebody has to be at the bottom of the league table in Western Europe for how it treats its children, for how it deals with its children, for the health of its children, the physical health, the death rate which we can count, and the mental health which we can diagnose. Unfortunately, that somebody is us. But the only way is up. To give you an idea of the difference between us and the place which is at the top for children, if I was in Oslo with you now, and I was telling you congratulations on having the lowest rate of child poverty in the world, congratulations on your brilliant education system where it doesn't matter what school you go, because they're all good. Congratulations on the mental well health of your young people, because they are the soundest, calmest, least likely to cut themselves young people. Congratulations on what you've created. The response you'd be giving me in Oslo would be, How dare you say that? We're not yet good enough. One in 10 of our young children are still poor, because they care. And that's why, in Norway and in other countries, they have achieved what they've achieved. Here, one in 4 children living in poverty. Oh, it's inevitable. It's a global race. It's talent. We've got to get out of this. It's terrible that we got into it. We've got to get down to it. You need to agree that we have failed, because if we are not even capable of recognising that we failed, what hope is there for this country? I will end there rather than depress you any further.